Good morning, dear Aruvillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 2nd of October, and here in Orville this morning is partially cloudy and peaceful on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect a shower, cloudy this morning, then sun and clouds this afternoon, and over the night increasing clouds with a thunderstorm in parts of the area with chance of precipitation of 57% and chance of thunderstorm on 29%. Temperatures ranging from low 26 to high 34 with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius and maximum ultraviolet index 9, which is high. Southerly winds at 7 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 85%. Today is Gandhi Jayanti, which is Gandhi's birthday, and Gandhi Jayanti is a national festival celebrated in India to mark the occasion of the birthday of Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, who is unofficially called the father of the nation. It is celebrated on 2nd of October and is one of the four national holidays of the country. The United Nations General Assembly announced on 15th of June 2007 that it adopted a resolution which declared that 2nd of October will be celebrated as the International Day of Nonviolence. It is celebrated every year. So when we are talking about non-violence, we are invited on Friday, 6th of October, on CAT, Create Orville Together, on Restorative Circles. So Friday, 6th at 4:30 p.m., we will dwell into what are restorative circles, how do they work, why do we have them in Orville, and we are invited to join and explore together what restorative circles can offer as a community. They will share Orvillean voices and feedback about their work so far, so plus explore the element of restorative circles in process life. And not only that it's today's Gandhi Jayanti, it would have been also Krishna Tiwari's birthday, and he would have turned 95. So today at 5:15 at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, we can celebrate his rich and eventful life, and they invite all those who wish to remember him with a slight presentation and conversation about him. On Wednesday, 4th of October at 5 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, the French Pavilion and the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture presents a lecture by Michel Danino, Can Ancient India Help Today's India? We often face in India a misconception that her ancient culture, and more specifically her knowledge systems, are not of no relevance for the challenges faced by modern India. And indeed, except perhaps in the arts, Indian culture is increasingly divorced from education and Indian life, exotified in its own land. However, when we look at Indian system of nature conservation, including water management, medicine, lifestyle, ethics and yoga, polity and economics, their applicability, if not urgent necessity, it's immediately apparent. Michel Danino has been living in India since 1977, spending the first 5 years in Orville. He's author of The Lost River, On the Trail of Sarasvati, and Indian Culture, India's Future. Since 2011, he has been a guest professor at IIT Gandhigarh in Gujarat. He's also a member of the Indian Council of Historical Research, and in 2017 was conferred the Padma Shri Award for his contribution to literature and education. The talk will be in English. On Tuesday, October 10th at 5:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Desh Videsh Sanskrit Series, Gujarat Gatha. And with it, Unity Pavilion is launching a series of cultural events entitled Desh Videsh Sanskrit to celebrate our unity in diversity and to know a little bit more about the culture of different states of India and of other countries in the world. So the first event of this series entitled Gujarati Gatha will take place Tuesday 10th at 8 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. New Colors invites us for a dialogue with the village, a series of late afternoon activities for children of all ages with fun and joy, and they will be happy to host you between Tuesday to Friday, every afternoon at 5 to 7 p.m. Tomorrow you can link your inner voice with your outer voice with Hamsini. On Wednesday, Reba from Wasteless will conduct a garbology class, an activity called Spot the Batteries. Thursday, yoga, fun and activities of arts and crafts, and on Friday, free inspiration with wave dance by Priscilla. And on Sunday, 8th of October, the conclusion of annual Bioregional Women Solidarity Festival will take place at Village Action headquarters in Irumbay. So we are all invited to join them for this finale of the 21st edition of annual Women's Solidarity Festival at Awak. And they would be celebrating between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this is going to be a power-packed event with about 5,000 women from the bioregion of Oroville joining the celebrations. And the last day of annual Women's Festival at Awak will be a grand showcase of the best cultural performances from the pre-events, including dance, singing, drama, speeches, stories, and an endless pool of female energy to bathe in. They also have the pleasure to host a senior Orovillians and hear from them what is the importance of the relationship between Oroville and its bioregion. They will also hear from the women about how they perceive this relationship. In addition, they will be graced with the presence of human rights activist Ovia, a journalist with great knowledge as well as an in-depth understanding of Tamil culture. This year, Awak will also host Vishruti from Tata Institute of Social Sciences, a specially abled person and symbol of courage who will speak of accessibility for the specially abled or lack thereof. And here are some announcements from pre-creche, that they are in the process of opening the creche for babies born from March 2016 to February 2017. They organized a small get-together with all the parents whose children are born during this time and are willing to join the creche to discuss a few things and pass on information on how they function. This gathering will take place on Wednesday, 4th of October at 9:30 a.m. at pre-creche building in Mahakali Park. And from Blue Light, the information on beginner's computer literacy. And they are saying that one of their current volunteers is offering a weekly beginner support computer literacy to any community member using Linux every Saturday morning at Blue Light from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And you should keep in mind that this service is available for only 2 months until end of November 2017. And from Oro University in Surat comes a plea, will you help? That Oro University in Surat is the only formal university in India dedicated to the vision and work of Sri Aurobindo and the mother, and the first of its kind. The university is now ready to establish what is considered its soul center, the Sri Aurobindo Integral Life Center. This center aspires to be a true and faithful representative of modern Sri Aurobindo's work and vision. Are you willing to collaborate in this project and help towards realizing this aspiration? They are inviting committed persons who are deeply noted in Sri Aurobindo and Mother's teachings to work with them for a minimum of 1 year in Surat, Gujarat. They will be in Oroville during the first week of October and are willing to meet candidates in person. That's Savitri Bhavan. Today at 6:30 p.m. there was Green Evolution Fast Forward, Part 1, The Vision and Work of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. And within the eye-opening movie series at Unity Pavilion on Wednesday, at 8 p.m., they were screened Addicted to Plastic. The mother wrote, "Surrender is the decision taken to hand over responsibility of your life to the divine." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.